KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Dayton's surprising run in the NCAA men's basketball tournament will continue into the regional finals. Now all the Flyers have to do is beat the tourney's top overall seed to advance to the Final Four. Jordan Seibert scored 18 points and Kendall Pollard added a season-high 12 to lead the 11th-seeded Flyers to an 82-72 win over number 10 Stanford in the South Regional. Seibert finished 7 of 12 from the field, including 4 of 9 from three-point range. He nailed a three-pointer from the corner to give Dayton a 42-29 lead late in the first half. Dayton is in the Elite Eight for the first time in 30 years, and they'll take on Florida Saturday. Michael Frazier hit 5 three-pointers and finished with 19 points as the Gators advanced with a 79-68 win over UCLA to reach its fourth consecutive NCAA regional final. Florida shot 50% for the game, including 59.3%. in the second half. Scotty Wilbekin had 13 points and Casey Prather added 12 to help the Gators extend their team record winning streak to 29 games. Number 2 Wisconsin advanced to Saturday's West Regional Final as Frank Kaminsky scored 19 points in a 69-52 victory against Baylor. Ben Brust hit 3 three-pointers and scored 14 points for the Badgers, who jumped to a 14-point lead in the first half and reached the Elite Eight for the second time in 13 years under Bo Ryan. Next up for the Badgers is top-seeded Arizona, which rallied in the second half for a 70-64 win over San Diego State. Nick Johnson missed his first 10 shots before scoring all of his 15 points in the last 2:45. Aaron Gordon and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson also had 15 points for Arizona, who won despite Xavier Thames' 25 points for the Aztecs. Iowa State takes on UConn tonight in New York's Madison Square Garden in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament for the first time in 14 years, and they'll play UConn in the semis of the East Regional. The Cyclones advanced after a late rally to beat North Carolina this past Sunday in San Antonio.
Very excited about our group right now and the way they're playing. To have to make up for what George Niang brought to this team and still battle that adversity and find a way to win a game against North Carolina when you're down 8 with 4 to play, I think tells you a lot about our group and the character and the toughness that they exude.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the Cyclones are thrilled with the chance to play on such a big stage.
I don't know if there's a lot of arenas that would have the same impression that a place like the Garden would. You know, they understand it. You know, they see it. They go out there and see the banners. You know, they see the jerseys up there, you know, DeBuscher and Ewing and Frazier and, you know, all the great players that played here. You know, they watched the old Big East tournament out here, and that was a pretty special event. Come to New York City and play in the Garden, I still think has a great effect on these kids.
Hoiberg says UConn will be difficult to guard.
They do such a good job getting the ball in the right guy's hands, either Boatwright or Napier, where those guys are so tough. And again, they shoot the ball at an extremely high clip to make almost 40% of your threes. A lot of that has to do with the great actions that Kevin runs for those playmakers.
Well, the game will match a pair of outstanding point guards in UConn's Shabazz Napier and Iowa State's DeAndre Kane.
For me, I'm not looking at it as a one-on-one matchup. I know a lot of people is. You know, he's a great player. He does a lot of things for his team. He's a leader out there. He makes big shots when they need it. He rebounds the ball to be as small as he is, as good as a guard does in the country. And he puts his team in great positions to win. But, you know, we're going to try to do whatever we can to slow him down in transition, and we take it from there.
Now, Kane also says the Cyclones want to keep their magical run going.
For this year, I just think, you know, just playing for coach and him just letting us play free, giving us the confidence to go out there and play, play for each other. Love playing a game, and I think we all bought into his system early. We didn't know what we had early on in the year, but you know, we kept competing, kept playing for one another, and things turned out great for us.
Well, Hoiberg and UConn coach Kevin Ollie are no strangers. They first met as high school basketball stars more than 2 decades ago when they went on the same recruiting trip to Arizona. The two were teammates for part of a season with the Chicago Bulls in 2001 and 2. 6 years later, when Hoiberg was an assistant general manager for the Minnesota Timberwolves, he lobbied to sign Ollie because he knew the veteran could provide needed leadership. Michigan State also will play Virginia in the late game tonight in the Garden. Those winners will meet Sunday night for the right to advance to the Final Four. Also tonight in the other regional at Indianapolis, it'll be Michigan taking on Tennessee in the opener, with Kentucky facing Louisville in the nightcap. Syracuse freshman point guard Tyler Ennis has announced his intention to put his name in the 2014 NBA draft, saying he feels the experience at Syracuse has helped prepare him to fulfill a lifelong dream to play in the NBA. Ennis finished second on the Orange in scoring at 12.9 points per game. He also averaged 5.5 assists. In the CIT tournament last night, quarterfinals had one game on the hardwoods. It was Murray State beating Towson 85-73. Murray State moves into the CIT semifinals. In the NBA last night, Portland beat Atlanta 100-85, Milwaukee over the LA Lakers 108-105, Houston beat Philadelphia 120-98, the LA Clippers topping Dallas 109-103. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat Chicago 3-0, Los Angeles over Pittsburgh 3-2, Phoenix a shootout winner 3-2 over New Jersey, Carolina blank Florida 3-0, Montreal over Detroit 5-4, Tampa Bay beat the New York Islanders in a shootout 3-2, Nashville 6-1 over Buffalo, St. Louis beat Minnesota 5-1, Colorado an overtime winner 3-2 over Vancouver, and Winnipeg beat San Jose 4-3. In baseball news, the Detroit Tigers just made Miguel Cabrera a very happy slugger. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Tigers have agreed to pay Cabrera a baseball record $292 million over the next 10 years. Cabrera is due $44 million over the final 2 years from his $152.3 million 8-year contract. And the person says Cabrera will make $248 million over 8 seasons in the new deal. It begins in 2016. Cabrera has been voted AL MVP in each of the last 2 seasons and won the Triple Crown in 2012. Also, left fielder Starling Marte and the Pittsburgh Pirates finalized their $31 million 6-year contract. Marte hit .280 with 12 homers, 35 RBIs, and a team-high 41 steals last year, his first full season in the majors. The Seattle Mariners have signed right-handed starter Chris Young to a major league deal for the 2014 season in hopes of solidifying the back end of their rotation. The 34-year-old had been in spring training with Washington, making 2 starts and giving up 4 earned runs in 10 1/3 innings pitched. Right-hander Johnny Cueto has been named the starting pitcher for Cincinnati's season opener against St. Louis on Monday. It's the 3rd straight year that he's earned the opening day assignment. In football news, Colts owner Jim Irsay had $29,000 in cash and bottles of prescription drugs in his vehicle when he was arrested on suspicion of intoxicated driving and other charges. That's according to the arrest report. The cash was in Irsay's wallet, metal briefcase, and 2 laundry bags. The briefcase and bags also contained bottles of pills of various colors, according to the police report. The 54-year-old Irsay has denied being drunk when he was arrested in suburban Carmel on March 16th, but the police report states the billionaire was so disoriented that officers made him sit on the hood of a patrol car to keep him from falling over. Also around the NFL, free agent running back Knowshon Moreno has agreed to terms on a 1-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. The 5-year veteran is coming off his best season, rushing for 1,038 yards, catching 60 passes, and scoring 13 touchdowns, playing with Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice has been indicted on a charge that he assaulted his fiance during an argument. Rice had been charged with simple assault after police said he knocked out Janae Palmer on February 15th in an elevator at the Revel Casino in Atlantic City. But a grand jury indicted him on a more serious count of aggravated assault, which carries a 3- to 5-year sentence. And in golf, Pat Perez birdied the final 3 holes, posting a 4-under-68 to give him a tie for the clubhouse lead at the Texas Open. Danny Lee also fired a 68 to pull even with Perez, 1 shot ahead of Sung Yul No and Will McKenzie, Cameron Beckman, and Chasen Hadley. The start of the tournament was delayed about 3 hours by fog, as 45 players were on the course when play was suspended due to darkness in that tune-up for the Masters. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.